under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Into the show, hour number two on this Friday, July 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Fellow Patriot, longtime brother, Cool Mike, Michael Farage, texted me during the break. He texted me the word pig. I sent him the flyer. The text message says, go to ACCU's website for all the details and donation for tickets, acconservatives.org. Looking forward to Cool Mike being at the event. He's always fun to have at our events, working with State Representative Neil Friske out on the campaign trail, knocking doors, doing all kinds of stuff. Greatly appreciate him. We've known Mike for years. He is the fighting taxes guy in Grand Rapids, Michigan, starting off at a very, very early age. Great story. Love Mike. Can't wait to see him. It's going to be a great event. Again, text me pig. I'll send you the same information I just sent to Mike. You can get your tickets. We'll be good to go. Not tomorrow, this Saturday, 2 weeks from this Saturday, July 27th in Central Lake. So excited, excited, excited. We're going to have a great event. Looking forward to it. One of the things that we always do is hear from the candidates. Dr. Cheryl Donnell will be there. Josh Saul, unfortunately, has another conflicting event. He can't attend our event. He already committed to the one in Alcona. We appreciate him, though, and greatly appreciate all these candidates that are going to show up. I know we'd love to see Neil Friske there, even though it's not technically in his district. We'd love for him to be at the event. Friske Farm Market is one of the sponsors. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is going to be smoking the pork for us. So we are going to have basically an Iron Pig dinner. It's going to be phenomenal. Great food, great time, good fellowship, lots of patriots. And what we're really excited about is people being able to shoot their vote for U.S. Senate. We're excited to see how that turns out, and you can be a part of it. Again, adults are 30, teenagers are 15, 12 and under are free. We also want to teach the 5-year-old to 12-year-olds how to shoot a .22. We're going to have a rifle there for people to be able to use. Also, I believe we're going to have a couple .22 handguns so we can teach the kids how to shoot, get them trained for handguns and rifles. So if you have any kids or grandkids, bring them. They're absolutely free. Teenagers are $15. The adults are $30. One of the state representatives, Ken Borton, decided not to come to the event last night in his backyard. The Ellison Place, I believe, is about 10 minutes from his house, and he chose not to show up. Why? The questions came from the chairs. Had he attended the event, I would not have had to answer the questions for him. Well, just like Cam Kevin not showing up against Todd Smallenberg, I guess they didn't want to face the people. That's the bottom line. Ian Murphy was one of the panelists that was going to ask questions. He got into the discussion about Ken Borton's promises that never came true. Public speaking event at the Iron Pig, one of the very first public speaking events he had after being elected, promised Ian Murphy that he would do something about dealing with the health department. Introduced the bills, and he didn't do it. Well, his primary challenger, Christian Marcus, is going to join us in the next segment. Short break. We'll be right back.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Delahaye to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Delahaye, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Joining us on the line right now on the road is Christian Marcus. He's one of the candidates running in the upcoming Republican primary election, August 6th. He is running for the 105th House District against the incumbent state representative. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear, buddy. I wanted to ask you, you showed up at the event last night. You actually got there a little bit early before we started the 105th House debate. What was your overall impression of the format, the way we have the chairs asking the questions of the elected officials, the candidates? How do you think the format was, and what was your overall impression of the event?
Well, first of all, I appreciate it was even put on. The tables were out. People were able to get signs from their candidates that they were interested in talking to. I got there. I only heard about maybe 20 minutes of Todd Spallenberg's interview, and the questions were different because there are different people asking the questions. So that was I appreciated that. I actually got a lot out of it. There was people there that heard me speak for the second time, and I think I got rid of a lot of signs that last night, believe it or not.
Yes. One of the things I think, the way the format was structured, again, the radio station just hosted the event at the Ellison Place, the venue that had to be paid for, and basically open free to the public. But most importantly, the way the panelists were put together, Dare Rendon, the first congressional district chair, a lot of the county chairs, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig was there. We had others that came. My question is this: is there anything we could have done to make it more fair and balanced, the way we did it with the county chairs, the district chair asking the questions? Is there any other way we could have possibly made it any more fair and equal treatment to everybody?
No, actually, it was almost impossible to study with anticipation of what questions are going to be asked, and that's kind of what should be. We should have to be truthful in our answers, and when you have a unscripted type Q&A, that's what you should expect from your candidates and those asking the questions.
Absolutely, because we didn't know what the questions were they were going to ask. They came prepared. Many of them had taken notes and had actually brought campaign flyers and different things to talk about, but basically forced you and others that participated to be able to think on your feet and to hear what they were asking and respond accordingly. And I think it was a really good back and forth in your segment that you did there for the 105th. It was unfortunate the state representative didn't show up because he basically forced me to have to give answers for him based on my knowledge of his voting record, campaign finance report, and other things. Going forward, then you think it was a good venue, a good event, the way we structure it, a good way to do it come, you know, the next one in 2026?
Yes, and I think as word spreads, I think maybe the timing wasn't the greatest with Alpenfest. A lot of people were dedicated to volunteer work and even had booths that probably would have showed up. At least they told me after the fact. So timing was, I think, the bad spot to this year. There was still attendance. There's people in that audience that I know who are very active in their communities, and it was valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that is pretty interesting, and it was brought up by the Crawford County Chair, Dan Bonamy, was talking about Camp Grayling and the expansion efforts that they fought and tried to, you know, keep them from expanding 346,000 more acres. But I was surprised to learn, and I didn't even know this, that they're still pursuing the expansion, but now it's down to 52,000 acres. This is something you've been involved in, you've been following. What are you hearing out there in the campaign trail from the folks regarding the expansion of Camp Grayling?
You know, back when I was a commissioner, this is how long it's been, I asked to get on that committee so that I could help explore that because it was part cutting into Antrim County as well.
Sure.
It has been an ongoing dispute. And one of my biggest issues is, you know, the government always talks about rules and regulations, but they need to follow their own when they pursue this. So keeping them in check and keeping them accountable is one of the things I definitely want to make sure that continues to happen. And yes, there's people of all different types. There's recreational users. There's fishermen and there's agricultural issues. There's housing. There's all kinds of issues that need to be addressed. And I don't think they're really taking it seriously.
Well, one of the things that concerns me, And I don't understand for the life of me these outside entities, these foreign corporations and different people still wanting to pursue land acquisition in that area. And Dan brought up Saab, I believe, and some other folks. This is turning into what I consider kind of a PPP, a private-public partnership. I don't understand that relationship. And as a state representative going forward, if you get elected on August 6th and end up being the state representative, do you plan to make this one of your priorities as far as checking into this and learning more about it?
Well, in this particular, obviously, I'm not against public-private partnerships. There's a lot of value in those, especially when you work with your local communities and there's no conflicts. But in this particular case, I don't understand why they're pursuing this particular partnership on a exercise military base. Having a contractor on your property doesn't seem right to me.
Right. Something doesn't align up with that, especially being a military base operation.
Correct.
Yeah. One other thing that you're very passionate about, as Antrim County Commissioner back in the day, we talked about it on the debate stage last night, is election integrity. And it's something that you pressed very hard when you helped the current state representative get elected for his first term. This was something that he promised to do and something you were absolutely passionate about. Explain this to the audience.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm well aware of the situation that all the representatives in the Republican caucus are dealing with. They're not getting their bills passed. They're not getting their amendments passed. So I fully understand the hurdles, but it doesn't mean you don't do the work. I, too, was promised that there'd be something to happen in their bills, but there was no written bills submitted by our representative. He didn't pursue any co-sponsorship. I believe there was a letter that went out, but letters are useless, and I don't plan on using letters to cry to my governor about how they're not helping. I am going to use the power of our media, the purse, to expend dollars to make sure the public knows what's happening. And yes, I would do the work. If I have to shelf it, I'm going to do the work until we can get it passed.
Well, you know, and the thing of it is, that's exactly the point. We talked about it last night. At least introduce the bills. Show us that you're doing something, that you're hearing us, that you are fulfilling your campaign promises. If it doesn't get out of committee, it doesn't get out of committee because the Democrats right now are in the majority. But at least you made the effort and you have the bill prepared. There's another election coming up. They're looking at taking back the majority in the House here in November. Well, yeah. let's push it again.
There was a waste of resources that are available to the representative where he had opportunities to get assistance from those who are closest to the issues, whether it be the health department or the election and the process itself. I don't know a single clerk that was called by his office to ask about information. I spoke to a clerk recently here in Otsego County that said that the QR updates on a regular basis is nonsense, and they don't know why they have to do it. They agree with me as to the reason why we think they're doing it. But there hasn't been the pushback by bills written to stop this type of harassment by the Secretary of State.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, again, it takes leadership, listening to the constituents, listening to what they want you to introduce. And like you say, you can introduce it. If it goes nowhere, you still have it in your files. Eventually, we're going to have a Republican governor. We're going to have a Republican-controlled Senate. I mean, we go through cycles in Michigan. We're going to prove it this November, I believe, in the House. When we take back the majority and you're elected to go to Lansing, explain to people your affiliations and networking. What are you looking to accomplish in going down to Lansing and forging some kind of bond and relationship with these other state representatives?
Well, you know, I've got many years of a sales experience. I'm trained to look at trends, sales numbers, and such like that. The same thing applies to a voting record and the way people vote. If you take a close look at a representative, any one of them, and you see a trend and how they vote, you could find out where their hot buttons are and what they're more passionate about. I will use those passions when I talk to them on issues. There are people that show glimmers of hope in different parts of our state that are representing our districts that I think can come over and create a stronger bond to prevent some of these nonsense expansion of bills like the most recent one we talked about that allows this governor to create a whole new commission. Talk about a budget inflation right there. That's going to grow every year like every other commission that's set up. And why would you vote to put something that kind of power into this governor's hands? To not only appoint the commissioners, but to create a whole new department, which will spread into technically into the counties and the townships' ability to manage their own budgets.
Well, exactly the point. These groups, and I think you referred to, if elected, you'd be willing to network and work and expand the House Freedom Caucus. These people that are standing up, Neil Friske, Steve Kara, the others, Matt Maddock, they're all state representatives that want to be able to have a block of voters in the House chamber when bills come up, sponsorships come up. This is actually something you'd be willing to participate in.
Absolutely. There's a lot of knowledge between not just them, but there's the four or five others, including the ones I spoke about that I will reach out to when I get there that I worked with when I was on the board of directors at MAC, the Michigan Association of Counties. I got to know these representatives to the point where at least I can approach them as soon as I arrive in Lansing.
Be able to get those relationships going and hopefully build a bigger Freedom Caucus and get others to think the same way, vote the same way. One of the things we're looking at here, too, Christian, and again, we're speaking with Christian Marcus, he's running for the 105th State House seat, is the way the process goes forward. If you guys do take back the majority in the November 5th election, get sworn in January, you basically are going to be able to block, if you will, the agenda of the governor for the last 2 years of her governorship, where she might have to actually reach out across the aisle and work with you guys.
Yeah, you know, one of the questions I asked our representative back in September was, are you ready for next year? Do you have a arsenal of bills that we're going to shoot at them just like they did to you? And the answer was that they don't, that they're working too hard trying to vote on all these bills. Well, that's been the case forever, as far as I understand. There's nothing's changed. But sure, what hasn't changed is the lack of accountability and a lack of aggression. I think all the years of having the House and Senate, our party got a little bit laxed and got lazy in some of their bill writing. That's why they've been able to pick them apart.
Well, the Democrats, I think, proved it, Christian. When you have the majority, you have the power, you ram your agenda through, you have the bills ready to go, and that's basically what the Democrats did. I'm questioning whether or not the current people down in Lansing got the message, got the memo, and whether they even understand that.
No, I mean, that is a benefit to having local government experience. I recommend that if you have any type of plans to get in your House or Senate, at least get elected to your townships or your county government or be a delegate. You need to understand the process so that when you get in there, you're not blindsided and railroaded like our current representative, which I would have never expected would have happened. Right. Getting rolled on issues is crazy.
Yeah. All right, Christian Marcus, what's the website real quick? Very good, sir. Thank you, sir. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, the University of Michigan has revoked a prestigious award honoring a pro-Palestinian student leader and is seeking criminal charges and disciplinary actions against dozens of other students that activists said are attempts to silence them in advance of President Santa Ono's upcoming testimony in Washington on campus anti-Semitism. U of M officials have dismissed activist allegations and said all steps they have taken and continue to take against certain students are aimed at holding them accountable for their